Hello and welcome back to the Sefer HaMitzvot podcast. Today we will learn Positive Mitzvah number 22. Positive Mitzvah number 22 is to remove Chametz on the 14th of Nisan. As the Torah states, Tashbitu Seor Mibatechem. You should remove Chametz from your homes. So in this Mitzvah we have to define the three components. We said the mitzvah is to remove chametz on the 14th of Nisan. We need to discuss how one removes it. Chametz, what is it? And number three, the discussion of the deadline. So first, let's define chametz. What is chametz? Chametz is when one of the five grains, which is wheat, oat, spelt, oat, barley, or rye, one of those five grains, is mixed together with water and is left to rise for 18 minutes. That food item is called chametz. It's something that we're prohibited from having on Pesach, and there will be a negative mitzvah to not own any chametz during Pesach. This mitzvah is to remove the chametz prior to Pesach. How do we remove it? That's question number two. How does one remove it? So very simply, it could be by eating it or consuming it. It could be by actively destroying it through setting it, throwing it in a fire, or throwing it outside, getting it off your property. Or you don't even have to destroy it. You could declare it as ownerless. If one simply says, this piece of bread is no longer mine, it's ownerless, it belongs to whoever wants it, and you just leave it outside. That's a way to fulfill this mitzvah, by removing it, because it's removing it from your possession. Okay, so we define what chametz is, and we define how to remove it. Now let's talk about the deadline. According to the Torah, the deadline is the 14th of Nisan. Nisan is the month, and the 14th day of that month is when a person has to do this mitzvah. Pesach, Passover, begins on the 15th day of the month of Nisan, and it begins at nighttime. So the night of the Seder is the 15th of Nisan. So this mitzvah is on the 14th, midday. What that means from the Torah is that that night that we would be having the Pesach Seder, approximately 6 hours prior to that, midday from the Torah, one would have to get rid of the chametz. The midday is called Chatzot. Now the rabbis didn't want people to leave it for the final deadline, so instead of midday, which is the start of the seventh hour of the day, assuming a day has 12 hours, the daytime, midday begins starting with the seventh hour of the day. And so the rabbi said, you really have to get rid of it at the start of the sixth hour of the day. So they just brought it an hour earlier. So the deadline is on the 14th of Nisan, Chatzot, which is midday from the Torah, and the rabbis made it an hour earlier, which is the end of the fifth hour, or the start of the sixth hour. They also, rabbis instituted a mitzvah to do the night prior to it. The mitzvah is called Bedikat Chametz. This is a rabbinic mitzvah that the night prior to the deadline, which is about 24 hours before the night of the Passover Seder, a person has a mitzvah of Bedikat Chametz is to search their home to see if they could find any chametz. So this mitzvah is to remove chametz, but this mitzvah doesn't require you to go actively searching your home for it. But the rabbis instituted an act the night before called Bedikat Chametz, where one searches all of the corners of their homes, every closet, every pantry, every room, to make sure they don't have any chametz left over. So this mitzvah, to recap, positive mitzvah number 22 is to remove chametz on the 14th day of Nisan. We define what chametz is. We explained how to remove it, either by eating it or actively destroying it, throwing it out and getting rid of it, or by just declaring it ownerless. The deadline from the Torah is on the 14th day of Nisan at the start of the seventh hour, which is midday. The rabbis made it an hour earlier just to, you know, not to let people go down to the wire. And the rabbis also instituted the night prior to do a mitzvah called Bedikat Chametz, searching your home for chametz, to make sure that one will be able to fulfill this mitzvah by removing and destroying all of the chametz from their homes prior to the deadline.